And we are back. News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. I am your lovable host. Average family spends $800 to $1,000 a year on holiday buying presents. I gotta tell you, not in my lifetime. I wish that is all that I got to spend. Here's how it breaks down. $100 on yourself. Now, you know, add a zero. That's about what I spend on myself. Not that I deserve it. I have horrible spending habits. $450 on your family. We got to add a couple of things there. I don't know how this happens. I gotta tell you, it seems that you buy something, and then the next thing you know, there's another thing, and there's another thing, and all these. There is no inexpensive gifts anymore. Everything costs money. It says $85. This is national stats, folks. $85 on your friends, $25 on coworkers, $45 on acquaintances. 70% of the holiday spending is to discount stores. Now that I like. 48% is to specialty stores. 49%. Now wait a minute. I'm looking at this. They must have just had this all compiled because we only got 100% to work with. But this is what it says, folks. 49% drug stores, craft stores. They must have that all put together with the specialty stores. And over 47% of you will go online to buy your holiday gifts. You've done that for the last 3 years. That hasn't jumped. About 2 years ago, it jumped quite a bit, about 25%, and then after that, it's kind of plateaued off. I want to welcome to our show. I have a guest here. He's a noted author. He wrote a book. It's called How to Settle Your Debts. And he's got a second edition coming out. It's due out in January. I am anxiously awaiting my personal autographed signed copy. And, you know, I got to tell you, noted author and CPA, Norman Perlmutter, we asked him to join us. He's been a guest on the show before, and frankly, I like him. Okay, there I said it. Okay, now when we're going to talk about this, how to spend less and save more, how to settle your debts. That's what I want to talk about. But before we jump to that, I want to talk to you, Norm. Norm, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kevin.
I want to talk about this holiday spending deal because...
Yeah, let me just correct you on one thing.
All right.
The book actually, I did say I might be able to get you a copy in January, but probably won't be in the stores and online until around April.
Oh, well, okay. Well, so I am special.
Well, we have what we call pre-publication edition.
Yeah.
You have to know the publishing business. To
yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if your first segment, which I got to apologize, we had a few technical things, so I was kind of off my stride there at the beginning.
Right.
But, you know... I gotta tell you, it's like I'm not a writer. I don't know how do you write, Norm? I don't get it.
You know, you said something before. You said that you write like you speak.
I do,
and that's the way I write. I mean, that's the way I think. That's especially when you're writing to try to. I'm not talking about writing fiction now or writing biography. I'm talking about writing self-help type books.
Yeah.
You're dealing with people, and I think the best way to write is to write in a conversational way. I think people are more receptive to it, and I've gotten. You know, a lot of people telling me that, you know, that approach it works very well, and that's the way I write. It's writing is hard, but, you know, when I wrote my first book, it was an absolute chore. I mean, I enjoyed it, and I did it, but, boy, getting it done was, it was tough, but, you know, I can't wait till I redid this book, but I'm going to start another one soon, and I'm looking forward to it now.
You are, really?
Oh, yeah, I like to write, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't know how you do it. It's just tough for me to sit down and to, you know, I got a blog and stuff on Town Hall, and
right.
It's very difficult for me to sit down and write. Very bluntly, I look at the news I look what's being reported as news, and I get disheartened, I get discouraged. But you know, maybe I'm gonna do something about the holidays or something, because that actually I really like that. You know. Everybody, what did you think about some of those statistics numbers? Did you?
I think those, you know, from my small world, the people I deal with and the people who I communicate with, that sounded very understated. I think most people spend an awful lot more in the holidays than $900 or $800. I think it's very. I think a lot of people spend $800 or $900 just on putting out the ornaments around their house and the lights. And I mean, that's chicken feed to what most people.
Yeah, well, pretty soon it's going to be, you know, fuel just for everybody to come home.
Right.
You know, I'm not kidding. I go down and I fill up. I got in a little commuter car. Everybody, you know, thinks it's little, but I don't care. If it's under 30 miles to the gallon, I'm upset.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who don't spend on the holidays, so they're all averaged in. You know, it's like the statistics that they say the average American family has $8,000 of credit card debt. You know, I haven't seen too many families where most of the people I see have $40,000 or $50,000 of credit card debt.
So yes.
I guess I'm just seeing the wrong people, but I don't
know. No, I think that these people do. I think that the people that are doing these statistics and these analysis, they're not talking to everybody. I don't know where they're getting their numbers. I got to tell you, I just don't get it. I know that you buy any little gift, anything for anybody, it's $50.
Yeah. You know, the beautiful thing about holiday spending and controlling it, and I know you wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's like a mini step in controlling your financial life, and that's the way I think people should look at it. If you can sit down, even now is a little late because people are already starting to spend, but you can still do it, and set up a budget for your holiday spending. In other words, write just a piece of paper, simple piece of paper. Write down the name of every person you're going to give a gift to.
Mm-hmm.
In the first column. In the second column, write down how much you're going to spend on that gift. Well, first, okay, I missed the first step. The first step is to decide how much you can spend in total on holiday gifts, okay?
Without
having to go into debt to do it.
Now, see, I like that approach way better.
That's the first step.
I pick out how much I'm going to spend or how much I can spend,
right.
And then
the
I go,
step.
That's it. That's all I can spend.
That's it. Well, that's the first step. Then the second step is to divvy that up or spread that out amongst all the people you're going to give gifts to. So then you make the list, whether it be 10 people or 100 people, you know, depending upon how many people you're giving gifts to, even 5 people.
Right.
You allocate a certain amount to each of those people. Then you add that up. And, of course, you're going to find when you add that up, it's probably 3 times as much as the number you put at the top. That's all you want to
You get. Know it's going to be, Norm.
So
you know
you
it's going to be.
Then you have to start cutting, okay? Then you have to start cutting. You have to get to that number or get at least close to it. Then you have a second column, okay? Then you go out and you start buying gifts. And the second column is each time you come back from buying gifts, you enter in the second column next to the amount you budgeted for that person, the amount you actually spent on that person.
Yes,
okay?
Yep.
And then you have a third column.
You're being hopeful, Norm.
It's really not that hard to do. It's
okay.
Really not that hard to do. You know, you don't have to be an accountant and you don't have to be a bookkeeper. This is really pretty simple stuff. In the third column, you have an over and under. So let's say if you budgeted 10 and you spent 15, well, you're over 5.
Right.
Okay, and then you could continue to keep track of that. And if you do, and if you're serious about doing this, about getting your holiday spending under control, and then this becomes, you can take the same system and get your whole financial life under control, okay? Part
mm-hmm.
of it, you know, one, okay? And that's what you do. I think the biggest mistake a lot of people make, and of course this is not a little bit out of my field, this is more of a, you know, this is more something you get from an analyst than from a person who's going to help you get out of debt.
Right.
But too many people think that the more you spend on a gift, the better it's received. And, you know, it's so untrue.
That's not true.
It really
true.
Is. It's yeah, so untrue. The more thought that goes into a gift, and the more appropriate a gift you get for that for a person, makes a much bigger difference.
Well, it's funny because my dad and I, we actually don't exchange gifts. He would much rather I took the time to drop a card in the mail and just say I'm thinking about him than a gift. I'm serious. What am I going to buy him really? That's going to be something that he really will appreciate.
Yeah, well, my kids have the same problem with me. They're always asking. I just had a birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I just had a birthday, and my daughter called me and said, "Dad, you know, I always buy you a bottle of wine. I don't even know it's the kind of wine you like. You know, appreciate it." I mean, she does some research, and she usually buys me a pretty nice bottle of wine. She says, "Can I get you something else?" I says, "You know, I just don't know what to tell her. I really don't know what to tell her. You know, because if what I really want, of course, I don't want her to buy because it's too expensive." So,
She was going to buy something, what you probably really would want would be here to come by and see you, take you to lunch.
Well, she does that. We do that all the time. We have a very close family, and we, thank heavens, we live pretty close to everybody, and so we see each other a lot.
Yeah. Well, I like people. I like spending time with my family. I like that for the holidays. I would very bluntly much rather that than something they don't use. When we get back, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to talk about the subprime. Don't go away. News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. Be right back.